Pray the Rosary daily in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The month of October is especially dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary of Our Blessed Lady. And today, on the first month of October, there is Rosary Sunday, which celebrates in an exterior solemnity the Feast of the Holy Rosary of October 7th. And the Rosary, as we know it today, was introduced by St. Dominic, the founder of the Dominican Order. And the Sovereign Pontiff, the Popes, have not only approved of the Rosary, but have highly, very highly recommended the Rosary, which is also called the Breviary of the Laity. But they also have enriched the Rosary with many, many indulgences. And the institution of the Feast of the Holy Rosary, which is celebrated on October 7th, was a consequence not so much of sweet and pious feelings or sentiments, but it was a consequence of a very great battle or fight and its victory, which the Christians gained over the Turks at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. But today, we could ask, and modern man would perhaps ask, why was there a battle of the Christians against just another religion at Lepanto? While Western Europe was being threatened by Islamism as it is today, and the Sultan Suleiman II, taking advantage of the confusion caused in the West by nobody else than Martin Luther and his revolt against the Church, had filled the 16th century with terror by his many exploits. But he left to his son, which was Selim II, the prospect of being able at length to carry out a great ambition of his race to subjugate Rome, meaning the Church, and Vienna, the Pope and the Emperor, to the power of the Crescent. That over Christian Europe, not the cross would stand, but the Crescent. It is exactly the same danger as it is today. And this was a very, very great danger for Christian Europe. The Turkish fleet had already mastered the great part of the Mediterranean and was threatening Italy. It came October 7th, 1571, a Sunday. On this day, the famous battle in the Gulf of Lepanto took place. On this very day, the Rosary confraternities throughout the entire world were holding public Rosary processions and devotions and saying the Rosary to implore Our Blessed Lady to give victory to those engaged in the Battle of Lepanto. The Christian squadron met the Turkish fleet of 245 galleys and 87 ships of every class in the Gulf of Lepanto. And the combat lasted 5 hours. Then Pope Pius V prayed very fervently while the Christian army fought. At the very moment when victory crowned the arms of Lepanto, Pope Pius V received the divine revelation of the event. Suddenly, breaking off a council which he was then holding, he said to the cardinals, "This is not the time to talk about business. Let us go and return thanks to God in his temple. Our arms have just been blessed with victory." And the Holy Pontiff, shedding tears of gratitude, threw himself upon his knees in his private oratory. Some days after, it was known that this was at the very hour the cross had triumphed in the Gulf of Lepanto, and the victory of the Battle of Lepanto was clearly the consequence of the power of the Rosary. And so it will be in our days. The triumph of the Catholic Church, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, will be a consequence of the power of the Rosary. Pope Pius XI wrote to a bishop in France, "Say to your priests, they should pray much. Say to them, the Pope prays his rosary every day. The Pope's day is never over until he says his rosary." And what about us? Are we too busy sometimes to pray the rosary? Are we too busy to pray the rosary daily? Pray the rosary in your families, your fathers and your mothers. At night, when you're at home, after dinner, you must have the courage to get out the beads of your rosary and turn off the TV if you have one, disconnect the internet, turn off your BlackBerry or your iPhone and say, "It's time for the rosary." And you start the rosary in your family. And if you do so on a daily, on a regular basis, Our Lady herself will bestow graces after graces and blessings upon you and your family. For this very reason, Our Blessed Lady herself came to this earth at the beginning of the last century to ask the faithful for this, to pray daily the rosary. Saint Clemens Maria Hofbauer, who worked as a priest in the city of Vienna in Austria, who was called the Apostle of Vienna and who worked particularly for the poor, and who was also called the Father of the Poor, said, "I do not recall that a sick person who was a sinner did not convert if I had time enough to pray the rosary before I visited them." And the rosary is an excellent means to pray for the conversion of those who are far from God. Perhaps in your own family there are members who are far from God, far from the church. Let us pray As our Blessed Lady herself requested the Rosary for the conversion of sinners. St. Dominic cries out after night of prayer, "What will happen to the poor sinners if no one prays for them and offers sacrifices up for them?" And Pope Pius XII, the very famous quote, "It is a terrible mystery that the salvation of souls depends upon our prayers and sacrifices." And as you know, the Rosary is not only a vocal prayer, that means a prayer which you say by using words, by your lips, but it is a vocal and it is a meditating prayer. In order that the Rosary will be said well, and in order that you enjoy the Rosary, we should meditate about the mysteries of the life of our Blessed Lord and our Blessed Lady while we say the Hail Marys. Many times people are confused when the priest uses the word meditation, but meditation is something very natural. For instance, when you say the Hail Marys of the third decade of your Rosary of the Joyful Mysteries, we should think and imagine with our imagination all the events that happened at the Nativity of our Lord. So while you say those 10 Hail Marys, you can imagine, think about how our Lord, as a little infant, lies in the crib, surrounded by our Blessed Lady, by St. Joseph, and the shepherds. Very natural. And you will see and think, imagine the multitude of angels at the fields of Bethlehem as they announce the birth of Christ to the shepherds and their praise. And as they sing the Gloria to God in the highest, and so forth. And you meditate about the other mysteries as well in a similar way. And if you pray the Rosary in such a way, meditating, thinking while you pray about this particular mystery, Our Lady will be very pleased with your prayer. You will enjoy the Rosary very much. It will be not just a repetition of prayers and therefore burdensome to you, but it will be, in fact, very interesting for you and exciting to pray the Rosary. What's important also in praying the Rosary is, as with every other prayer, that we pray the Rosary with great, great confidence. There is no doubt whatsoever that the saints in heaven are very powerful at the throne of God, because they are his friends and he loves them as a father loves his own children. And therefore St. James says, "Pray for one another, for that you may be saved, for the continual prayer of a just man availeth much." Now if the prayer of a saint avails much, how much more powerful will the prayer of the Queen of the Saints be? Since our Blessed Lady far transcends the holiness of all of them, and consequently has much more influence with him, with God, with your divine Son, and all the saints together. And when no saint can help us, and even the intercession of the angels are ineffectual, we still can obtain help through the intercession, through the mediation of our Blessed Lady. And therefore, St. Bonaventure says, Mary is preferred by her Son before all others. She is all-powerful and obtains what she asks. So pray daily the Rosary. Pray the Rosary with the members of your family. Remember, a family who prays together will stay together. Pray the Rosary with true devotion, and pray the Rosary with great confidence in our Blessed Lady. Remember, she is your Heavenly Mother. And if you do so, you and your families will be bestowed with many, many graces and blessings from Our Lady herself, the Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. God bless you. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.